This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
Yeah, today really started out risk off across basically all commodities, grains and livestock both. Kind of saw some shakeout as the day played on. Corn wound up closing higher. Love to see that. Love to see some strength in the corn market closing up 3-4 cents. Beans closing down 25. We're down 30 at one point. Trying to claw back middle of the session, still closing lower. So certainly would like that to be better, but love to see the strength in the corn. At this time of year, when you're in a weather market like this, you know, you kind of wake up and see beans down 10, you kind of figure a model turned wetter. That's what we saw. Kind of from what I read, the next 6 to 10 days have turned wetter for Brazil, although maybe still some dryness persisting after that. So I think I think it's a shot in the arm as far as rain goes, not necessarily just a total fix. So I think this market's going to remain pretty volatile, pretty interested in what rainfall does come there and what comes in the next couple of weeks as well. It does. Yeah. So the sales this week were an all-time record for a single marketing year, almost 4 million metric tons, which is 144 million bushels as far as soybeans go. Corn had great export sales as well. Most of those sales were known already last week through the morning wire, those huge purchases we had. So the sales, I guess, in a word, didn't factor into the market today necessarily. But to your point and the bigger picture here, I think you're seeing that China is kind of worried about Brazil's crop, or at least apprehensive.
That again was Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn up 4 even at 474 and 3 quarters. January soybeans down 24 and 3 quarters at 1360 and a quarter. December soybean meal down 240 at 466.80. Soybean oil down 142 at 51.63. December live cattle down 302 at 174.75. November feeders down a nickel at 229.37. Lean hogs up 42 cents at 71.47. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.